Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A public library in Texas has inappropriate books that promote the LGBT lifestyle, same-sex activities, and this is for young children. A mother in Texas is standing up. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and our special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Melanie Graff from Texas. And Melanie, welcome to Faith and Freedom. Melanie, tell us about your story, how you came to be involved in this situation with a library in Texas.
My four-year-old daughter and I were visiting the section of the library where the new children's books are advertised, and she picked up a book with, it was very bright with attractive colors on it, and proceeded to open it, and proceeded to ask me, "What is this?" And I looked at the book, and it depicted two men and two women kissing. She asked me about it, and I looked at it, I took it and looked at it closer, and the book was entitled This Day in June, and it's a picture book recommended for ages 4 to 8. It's a book depicting the LGBT pride parade, and it also had many pictures depicting political matters like vote against hate, vote equal rights, gay marriage, etc. It had pictures of men dressed as women, a man dressed as a nun, and in the back of the book, there were discussion questions for as little as 3 years old. I didn't understand why this would be in the children's section because it was sexual and political in nature. And had the book been about heterosexual sex, I would have been just as perplexed because we don't discuss sexual issues at the ages of 4 to 8. So on those terms, I found the book to be inappropriate. I was really upset, so at that time I left and I just went home and I prayed about the issue. I came back the next day and I found the book in the exact same spot. I approached the desk and showed it to the librarian. I told her why I thought it was appropriate, and she proceeded to tell me that she would show it to the children's librarian. It would either be removed or moved. And on our next visit to the library, I found that they had moved the book to the shelves in the children's section. At that point, I proceeded to check the book out. The same librarian told me that the children's librarian said she would remove the book if she had one more complaint. So I was led to believe more than once that removing the book was an option. She also claimed that the children's librarian knew nothing of the existence of the book, had never seen it, yet someone stamped the inside of the book, checked it in, put a binding on it, and it is a picture book. But apparently no one at the library was aware that the book existed. To this date, the children's librarian has never spoken with me. Between that time, I became aware of a form that the library has. It's their own form. It's entitled Reconsideration of Material Forms and Policy. I returned to the library on a different day and requested the form. I also recalled another book a friend who had told me about. It was entitled Princess Boy. And this book is about a little boy who wears girls' clothing and the acceptance of cross-dressing. My friend had previously discussed with the head librarian the inappropriateness of this book, and so I also checked that book out as well. I proceeded to make copies of the library's form and to share the books and forms with family, friends, and churches. Not once did I ever mention the word ban or censor. I did, however, believe at that point that removing the book was an option, because the library told me initially that it was.
So what happened is you began to get a lot of resistance from the head librarian over this issue, and they never did remove this book, The Princess Boy, and she began to come after you individually.
Yes, she did. When I spoke with her in person, she expressed how happy she was that I had not gone to the local newspaper. She did defend the books, and she also, when I questioned her about the books, she also let me know that they check in hundreds of books a day. They don't pay attention to the content. And they proceeded to have a board meeting that I was not present at. And she, even though they have the board meeting, she makes the final decision. So she did decide to move this day in June to the adult section, but kept Princess Boy in the children's section. And then, lo and behold, on July 13th, the whole issue was in our local newspaper, and it was just a lot of mistruths.
So in other words, the librarian that was glad you didn't go to the media had actually herself gone to the media and began to distort the whole issue and make you look like the bad person.
Yes, everything in the newspaper, and then she also proceeded to go to the ACLU and took the issue to them, and they actually were in commissioner's court. They actually testified in commissioner court along with some other groups such as that.
Now, we also, as I visited with you in Texas, you showed me some other books that are also in that same library. It's hard to imagine that they don't know about these. But one of the books is a book that has pictures of different kinds of families. You open up the two pages, and they've got different kinds of families. You have either a single dad throwing up a child into the air. They all look very happy. Or you have two women, two men with families. They all look very happy. But the interesting thing that is subtle is that the family of a husband and wife with children, they have frowns on their faces.
Yes.
And it looks like they're saying a message that these people, or they're fighting. The one where they're having an argument. It seems as though the traditional family of mom and dad with children is not good. They're frowny. They've got arguments. The other families without a mom and a dad, two men, two women, they all look very happy. It's a very pleasant picture. There's also a book that you pointed out that most parents might not even notice. But when you see it in context and when you read it, you realize what the message is. And it's a crayon. I believe it's a red crayon that wants to be blue or a blue crayon that wants to be red. But it's a crayon that is of a certain color and it wants to be a different color. And what that is messaging to these young people in a very simple, happy, funny way is that you can actually become male. And if you're not content with that, well, you can transition to female or vice versa. That's what the message of that different color crayon is all about.
Yes.
Now, where does the situation stand now, Melanie?
Right now, we went to commissioner's court, and the commissioners decided to not move the books. They were, I believe they're afraid of being sued, and so they're going to leave the books where they are. And like you said, as we looked further, there's dozens of these types of books in our children's section, just dozens of them. And so the books are going to stay. They still are writing about it in our local newspaper. The last headline had to do with, the last headline was opponents of books asked to serve on the library board. And of course, we're going to. We care about our children. We care about where our This is our library is funded by our taxpayer money, so we want to know what's in our library. They have. I'd also like to add too that the library has moved books before. They had comic books that were in the children's section, and a parent complained that the superheroes were dressed inappropriately, and they simply moved those books to the young adult section. There was no commissioner's court, nothing in the newspaper, but this issue has been completely different. And I believe it's probably because of the nature of what we're speaking about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Melanie, for standing up. I know it's not something that you woke up one day and said, I'm going to take on the library. You were just there with your daughter looking at books, and your daughter goes over to the children's section, brings out a book, and asks you, Mommy, what's this? And you look at it, and as a parent, obviously, you would be shocked and were shocked. And I want to thank you for standing up, and we're going to continue to work with you and try to resolve this situation. But for those who are listening, we've been talking to Melanie Graff from Texas, and she found these very inappropriate books that are trying to indoctrinate children as young as 4 years old in the public library about transsexual issues, dykes on bikes. It has gay pride parades, leather and nice weather. I mean, all these kinds of sadomasochistic kinds of things in the children's books. It's unbelievable what's in this library. I encourage you to check out your library. Even if you don't have young children or grandchildren, check out the children's section. Find out what's going on. Serve on your library board. Be a voice, because these kinds of images, these kinds of messages are indoctrinating and destroying our children. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.